Hello, everyone, and welcome to the episode of the Realm Rocketry Podcast, where we talk all about the workshop. We'll get started right after this.
Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Since the beginning of time, man has peered into the night sky and wondered, how do I get there? It's the Realm Rocketry Podcast with your host, Brennan Thompson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Realm Rocketry Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the workshop. Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. And in case you're wondering what I mean, I'm talking about the place where you build rockets, okay, people? Okay. So, before we get started on all the cool tools that you should buy and all that stuff, and by the way, I don't make any affiliate money on these links, just so you know, let's talk about the most important rule for becoming a successful model rocketeer. Now, this doesn't always apply, but it's simple, read. And also, what else should you do? Follow the instructions! Yes, actually do that. What? Follow the instructions? I can't do that, can I? Whoa, that is revolutionary. Okay, so one of the things that can happen is like a nose cone can be glued to the body tube, which sometimes that actually is supposed to happen, but a lot of times that's not supposed to happen. Okay, so another one, a solid bulkhead glued inside the body tube. So if you don't understand exactly what this would do, what it does is it prevents the nose cone from blowing off, which basically means your rocket is trashed. Oh no. Okay, next one. Recovery wadding glued into the model. That is so not working. Because, like, you can't reuse recovery wadding in most cases. A model rocket. Wait, sorry. Balsa fins cut with scissors. Come on, people. You know better than that. Right? But they make such a nice edge. Yeah, but they don't work. Okay, a model rocket motor glued into a model. Come on, really? You can't reuse model rocket motors unless they're reloadable. And even if it was reloadable, then you wouldn't be able to reuse it. Crooked fins, that's gonna be unstable. Two small fins, whoop, that's gonna be unstable. Fins on the nose cone, that's also gonna be unstable. No launch lug, I think that's gonna be unstable. Launch lug mashed flat, what? How are you even supposed to put that on a rod? Alright, next section. Don't do any of that stuff. Okay. Alright, a card table will work fine for your workspace. Woo! But wait, there's more. However, a workspace that can take debris and accumulate is preferred. What I mean by that is like a basement workbench. And also, if you're spray painting, I recommend doing that outside. Unless you happen to have a spray paint booth, then you're lucky and you can do it inside and be warm in the cold and continue the paint. And yeah. So, let me tell you a little bit more about what debris will accumulate. So there's going to be like balsa scraps all over the place, and then there's going to be other stuff. It's just a mess. So, if you clean it off, you're fine, but it's better to have a dedicated workspace. So, make sure there are windows in your basement for ventilation if you want to do stuff like epoxy, and also you want to do like paint in there, because if you open the window, then you can do epoxy and you won't vomit when you smell the smell, and yeah, and you won't vomit when you smell the paint smell, and man, those things can smell bad. If you never used epoxy before, man, that stuff can smell bad to non-model rocketeers. You get used to it, but at first you're like, ugh. Okay, so the number one tool, actually, I'm just kidding, they're all important tools, but one of the tools that I really, really think you can't live without is the X-Acto knife. So if you don't know what one of these is, it's basically like a craft knife, except for it has interchangeable blades. So if you need a sharp new one, you just twist someone off, take the blade out, and put a new one in. And sadly, it cuts fingers easier than it cuts balsa. That's not a very happy thing, and if you really are scared of that, then go buy yourself a Kevlar glove! If you accidentally slip up on your finger, you'll hopefully be fine. Now, let me talk about blades for a second. So a lot of people do is every time they start a new model rocket kit, they'll put a new blade on their knife. And also, if they're doing repairs on like some thicker stuff, they'll put a new blade in their knife. Now, it's cool, what you can do is, after using those blades, you can keep them in like a shoebox, and use them when you don't need such a sharp cutter. And believe me, the X-Acto knife is sharp. I recommend buying blades in hundreds, because you go through them pretty quickly if you're doing it right. And actually, the sharper blade is less likely to cut you than the dull blade will, because it's less likely to slip up. So, tweezers. Now, this isn't something I personally have, but there's a lot of times when I wish I would have had tweezers. And, yeah, that's what I'm going to say on that one. So, pencil and ballpoint pen. Now, you cannot live without the pencil if you're doing a model rocket. And the reason why is, if you use a pen, then it'll just bleed through the paint and you'll have lines on your rocket. Why would you want that when you could just use a pencil and it will literally just cover over it? Isn't that awesome? Okay, so the ballpoint pen is nice at times, too, when you're using stuff and you just, like, sand it off or use some stuff to take it off. It's just nice to write stuff down, too. So, sometimes what happens is the pencil and ballpoint pen somehow, somewhere, I don't even know what the third adjective is going to be, someday, run away from your workbench. How could that possibly happen? I do not know. That is so weird. This happens to everybody on every single place. And my tip for that is like a little lasso, basically. So you tie some string on it, and then you grab a staple or some tape, and you literally just attach the pen. Now, even if it's like some masking tape, or if it's duct tape, then that's not going anywhere. But if it's some tape, it's like, I gotta move the pen, I gotta take the tape off, and I gotta untie the knot. I might as well just grab my own pen. Mission accomplished! Same thing can happen to scissors, which are not balsa cutters. I will repeat myself, they are not balsa cutters. They are not balsa cutters. So, don't use scissors to cut balsa. You can use it for basically literally everything else, but balsa cutting, like, okay. So, it's mainly just for cutting paper out. You can't actually cut many things with the scissors, but it's nice to have something to cut paper out with. And you can do the same thing you did to that pen and make it hard to get off your workbench. You just, like, tie a string on that and tape the string down. Okay, so, the needle-nose pliers. Now, you don't use these very often in the workshop. I mean, I use them a couple times in the workshop when I have to force something out of the motor mount, sadly, and use it more in the field, but I love having needle-nose pliers in my workshop because it makes me feel so much more confident that I can take something out if I put something in the motor mount or whatever. They're very helpful at times, and I would definitely recommend using them. Now, if you are, like, if there's only one pair of needle-nose pliers in the house, and you're not working in the basement, then, or wherever the actual dedicated real deal workspaces, then you're probably gonna have a hard time because that might move. So you might want to tie it down, but I don't know. It's just hard. So the next tool is a small screwdriver, both types, the Phillips and the Sly. I don't know if those are the two types. I'm just giving you two types. But, Just the two standard ones, okay? So those are great to have around if you ever need screws or anything like that. And honestly, some people use their chisels in a really weird way. And what I mean by that is, like, they use their chisels to lever stuff out and all that stuff. Well, that's a job for Mr. Screwdriver Dude. And I'd recommend leaving it to him. So you don't need a chisel on this stuff. So, yeah. Use the screwdriver for that kind of stuff. Okay, so a metal ruler. It cannot be plastic. It cannot be wood. It must be metal. Why? I'd like to save some money. No, you're not gonna save yourself money. A lot of makers like to say, the most expensive tool is a cheap tool. And I'm not saying that plastic and wood is cheap, except for the fact that you're using a X-Acto knife right by the metal ruler. So it needs to be durable, and the X-Acto knife will not cut into the metal. I mean, maybe it will if you try, but unintentionally it won't. And you just use that to help mark lines. Well, not really, mainly on that one, but cut lines, measure stuff. The ruler is so important that I would recommend, if you want to buy a $30 ruler instead of a $15 one, that sounds stupid because there aren't any $30 rulers, then go and do it. It's got to be metal, too. So just do it, man. This is like a long-term investment, and I know what you're thinking. That's weird, but it is what it is. You should definitely get a nice ruler, okay? Just do that, and it'll give you great results. Sandpaper. Now, if you're kind of like, you like do some stuff with like word working or anything like that, you might have a couple sandpapers. Now, I'd recommend, if you get started off, purchasing 80 grit, 100 grit, 320 grit, like something in the middle, like 150. And you're gonna be pretty good. I don't know if those are real ones, but around those ranges. So that's what I recommend. If you really want to do some painting, then you might want to go over and get some micro mesh, because those can really sand. But don't do that right now. You're just a beginner, and I would hate for you to waste money on something that you don't end up needing. And in fact, I don't even use micro mesh. I have more sandpapers, but I don't use micro mesh because it's so expensive, and also I don't feel like I need it. So yeah, just get a couple sandpapers. Usually I like just like 3 grits that are in different ranges. Okay, a sanding block. So let me tell you one thing. If you take your piece of sandpaper, go outside, sit there, turn on your podcast, hopefully this podcast, I like being people's favorite podcast, or whatever you're going to do, audiobook, and you decide to sand your fins and make an airfoil or something, and you're like, okay, no need for anything, just going to use the sandpaper. That's pretty not going to really work. I mean, it works, but it's probably going to make your hand more tired than if you use the magical sanding block. So I definitely recommend using a sanding block. And the reason why is because although it might be a bit expensive, it is so helpful for making edges and stuff, because you can just rotate the balsa fin and you don't have to mess with stuff that's crazy. Just buy a sanding block. So, clamps. The world needs more ball. No, not. There's not. The world needs more spring clamps, and it needs more clamps. The world needs more clamps. Yes, it does. I know what you're thinking. Why does this guy have to ramble on about clamps? But clamps are awesome! I totally would recommend using them, and get both types. I don't think those are called ball clamps, the ones that, like... But get both types of clamps. The spring clamps and the other stuff. I forget what it's called. But there's two different types of clamps. And all I'm trying to say is the world needs more clamps. And you should get some clamps because they're helpful. So a cutting mat. Now, So I might include a picture in the description of my cutting mat. And you'll see how bad that thing looks. It is crazy that thing still exists. So if you have a crafter friend or like somebody who sews, don't use a cutting board. It's gonna look bad at the end. So if you're saying, ooh, that sounds like pretty bad, and you still have a picture and like, ooh, then I'd recommend you probably might want to get a butcher block. So, there might be an old one that you can get online or something, and it's super nice because, guess what? It probably will take up to the beating of glues, and also the beating of knives. Much better. So, yeah. So, a claw hammer. A claw. A claw. Everyone has... Well, no, not everyone. Most people have a claw hammer already, and it can be a useful tool. And if you don't have a claw hammer, and you're planning on doing some home improvement, I'd recommend picking one up right now. Okay, so small and larger screwdrivers, that's just, like, if you really want to go crazy, you don't really need those, though. So a metal angle, this is usually for measuring stuff and all that stuff. So, like, if you want to create a line straight across the tube, or if you want to cut, like, stuff on the tube, then go ahead with that. The Estes Tube Marking Guide. Now, here's my sad story with fins. So, I'm not exactly an expert at putting fins on, so, yeah. This isn't really the best thing ever, and there's other things... I just can't, like, I hate putting fins on. This is what I'm using right now, so that's what I have to recommend. I don't really recommend it, though. It's just something I use. It's just not what I would like. I'd like would be something more like a different thing. I mean, I love the Estes Tube Marking Guide for marking and stuff, but I'm just not... good at using it as some other people could be and all that stuff. So what's next? The cotton swab. Now, you do not want to get the small cotton swab. Get the big ones, like the long ones. That's because you're going to want to reach in the body tubes and all that cool stuff and all that stuff. So cotton swabs are very useful. And I definitely recommend picking up a pack of them. They're so cheap too. So, popsicle sticks, those are so cool, and index cards. So, popsicle sticks have so many uses for making glue fillers, to putting glue, but what some people use them for with index cards to mix up epoxy. Now, I usually use a cup to mix up epoxy, and the reason why I do that is because if you kind of accidentally tilt the index card, then you're in trouble. So, yeah. let's see. Plastic cement. So, before we say this, I'm going to do a little thing here and basically say, So, This is a big question in model rocket forums and communities, and since it's my job to answer these questions, I cannot ignore this one. So many people ask this question, and here's the answer to the most important question of all, well, not really, but the most asked question of all by beginners. What's the best glue? It depends is the answer. It depends! So, if you're gluing plastic to plastic, or plastic to paper, we use plastic cement for that. If you're gluing, CEA to paper, I mean, sorry, plastic to paper, or, well, yeah, that works. Or also sealing fins, or just in general, like, balsa to paper, UCA. Also use that for field repairs. Now, on to the cool stuff, the tight bond! The tight bond, use that for wood to glue and, sorry, not wood to glue, wood to paper! And also, use it for the cool joints that are paper to paper. Use Alina's tacky glue if you want to, but I don't really love it. Use epoxy if you want to have other joints, and it can also be used as a substitute for wood glue. If you don't understand all of that stuff, just use wood glue for the stuff you're using right now, and occasionally a dab of epoxy for the plastic parts. And also, when you're building an Alpha 3 or something, you might want to use plastic cement. There you go. I'm sorry if I did that a little bit fast or anything like that, but I hope that was helpful to you. And what I mean by the wood glue, like plastic to stuff, like, I mean like balsa to paper, all that stuff. So yeah, I was trying to do that pretty fast, so sorry if I did that a bit fast. But you can always tap the skip back button and go back and re-listen to that section. Sorry if I did that too fast. Okay, so CA storage. Whoa. What's CA? That's super glue. Okay, there you go. So CA storage is so helpful because super glue on some containers goes bad quickly. So if you want to keep it nice and demoisturized and keep it longer and keep it so long that your friends are jealous, then I'd recommend using CA storage. There's a little thing on eRockets and I'll put a link to it. And yeah, okay, so tape, more tape, buy more tape. Just do it. Buy another roll of tape. Okay, so any kind of tape is helpful, basically. So, painter's tape works. The masking tape. The duct tape. The scotch tape. And, is that all I can think of? The electrical tape, too! And also, the packaging tape! They all help out. And probably my favorite one is masking tape. That's the one you're going to use most. But also, clear tape will be a great second runner, too. Those are the two I mostly recommend, but any tape will work! Spray paint. So, let's say this this way. If you have an airbrush, then you can use your airbrush to paint your rockets. But if you don't have an airbrush, I probably wouldn't recommend buying an airbrush paint model rockets because they're so expensive. Unless you find and like spark for painting model rockets, I wouldn't recommend buying a airbrush. And reason why is they're so expensive, and you also should buy a compressor at the same time if you buy an airbrush. And they're complicated, and you just don't need to worry yourself about that stuff. If you already have an airbrush, then go ahead and use it! Like, totally! That's awesome! And, yeah, but you can also, You can also brush on acrylic or water-based paint. And why am I, like, practically gagging at this is because it looks so bad on model rockets. Sometimes it looks bad on model rockets sometimes, and it just doesn't look good. I wouldn't recommend using brush on your model rocket. Okay, so I don't know if I'm saying this right, but there's this thing called the Preble paint sprayer, and if you're like, I really want to use my spray, I really want to use my acrylic paint and brush it on, well, you shouldn't do that. So, your solution is, use a Preble paint sprayer. It's kind of like an eyeglass cleaner bottle, but if you hold it down, I believe it'll continue spraying paint. So you can convert acrylic paint into this super cool bottle, and it'll just spray it like a spray paint. That's so cool. I always have wanted one of those, so I definitely recommend that too if you're like trying to do that. And also, always, 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 if you're trying to mask something off, get a nice roll of painter's tape. So there's, like, so many painter's tapes, and I'd recommend pretty much anyone at Home Depot or Lowe's. It just matters on, like, personal preference. Do not buy some weird, wacky, shady painter's tape from, like, I don't know, some sketchy website. Just don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Just don't. No. Get the tape from a good, reliable source. And 3M tape works great. It doesn't matter that much. Just get good tape. Alright. So, spray mount. I didn't mention this in the glues because it's not exactly something you use all the time. So, let's just say you took your color printer, if you have a color printer, or your black and white printer, if you have a black and white printer, and you literally just said, okay, let's print a little design for the rocket. And what I mean by that is, like, let's just say you want to print a red circle for your rocket, and what happened is, you print the red circle on your printer, you cut it out, and you're like, how am I supposed to attach this to my rocket? This is, like, so weird. And how you're supposed to do that is, you're supposed to get ready for it. You spray mount! And the reason why you gotta use the spray mount is because it's so messy and you should totally make a giant mess in your workspace now. It is messy, and if you use too much, then you're not gonna have a fun cleanup job, but it's so nice because it's quick and you can just slap it on and you're good. And it dries pretty quick too. Now, spray mount is pretty expensive, and it's not something you need, but it's so nice to have around. It's like, the spray mount is awesome. I would totally recommend getting a bottle if you want to or anything like that. And also, it's so helpful for a lot of other things too. So, next up, sanding sticks. And you might be wondering why I emphasize on spray mount so much. Well, partially because of this. If you want to make these, which is basically like a craft stick, a wide one, with sanding paper on top. Now, you can use wood glue to glue it on. That kind of works. It's kind of a big mess to clean up, possibly. I don't love it. I've done that before, and it works fine, but it's not the best thing in the world. So you just attach some, okay, my throat was getting sore there. Okay, so you attach the spray mount. You don't attach the spray mount. You spray the spray mount on the craft stick, and you attach the sandpaper quickly, and there may be a little bit of overspray that comes out. You just, like, wash that up, dude. Okay, so, and Then you have your sanding stick, and you can do all different sorts of cool stuff with the sanding stick. Like sanding anything you want to, and all that cool stuff. And sanding down, centering ring, sanding down, fins, sanding, sanding, sanding. Okay, these don't make sanding fun or anything, it's just, they're cool. Okay, so safety glasses. So, here's what you're thinking. Okay, I've already listened to 30 minutes of this guy talking. Oh boy, what's he gonna say about safety glasses? You're right to think that! Because I'm gonna tell you why you should get safety glasses. Okay, so let's say that you cut a piece of balsa with your scissors. Why are you doing that? You're so, like, not doing that right. But if you do that, and it flips off at your eyes, and it just, like, lands in your eyes pretty quick on, like, the sharp side, then, ouch, ouch, that would hurt. So, don't do that. Don't use scissors to cut balsa. That's, like, a really bad idea. But buy safety glasses and actually wear them. Like, they're not, like, you're not wearing them if they're on a table somewhere. And, yeah, so just wear them, people. It's such a great safety investment. I mean, there's so many things you could do while holding an X-Acto knife. You might accidentally poke your eyes. And if you do, then safety glasses to the rescue! You are safe with the safety glasses! Eye protection! Okay, I actually do think safety glasses are that important. So definitely buy some safety glasses. Gloves. Okay, so here's this one story that I think will emphasize the importance of gloves. So this guy builds stuff and he uses epoxy, okay? So he doesn't wear any gloves and he puts the epoxy on his finger and just like spreads it around whatever he's building. So this is actually a true story, I believe. So what happens is he develops such a big allergic reaction to epoxy that he, like, can't use it, basically. So, don't do that. That sounds like a bad idea. Wear gloves. Besides, who wants to touch epoxy? And really, ooh. I mean, like, come on. You don't really want to touch some of this stuff in the model rocket stuff. So just buy yourself a full pack of gloves. I know you're saying, but there's COVID going around, and their gloves are so expensive. They are. Just don't use epoxy for the time being until you can get some gloves to protect your hands. And, protect your hands, people. Do that. Okay, so what else do we have to say about the gloves? Just do it. I mean, like, buy the gloves. So an N95 respirator. Now, you might be thinking, COVID's going on right now. We probably can't buy those. So here's my case for N95s. So, they block out the smell of epoxy when you're wearing them. And honestly, I think that you might want better than N95, to be honest, in all honesty, because N95s are, like, it costs money to do this stuff, and then if you need to buy a new dust mask when you're working with fiberglass, that's way in your future. But, yeah, so if you're like, ah, it's too expensive, and I totally sympathize with you, like, yeah, you might want to wear that when you're spray painting. You definitely want to buy an N95 if you're spray painting in your basement with no ventilation. In fact, why are you doing that? Like, really? Why? Just don't do it. Don't do it. No. 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 So, if you're not going to do anything crazy like that, then I'd recommend just buying a dust mask because, woo, if you like having sand in your mouth, then you're going to really like it when you're sanding. So I definitely recommend wearing a dust mask when you're sanding. And also, please, 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 please wear some safety glasses while you're sanding, so it will just keep any of those stray sand particles from your eyes. Okay, I'm sorry that this was, like, I don't know, 36, 37 minutes long. But, I mean, I was trying to go over a lot today, so if you're like, ugh, my commute's longer than this, well, I'm sorry about that. But, thank you for listening to this show, and you can find, please, 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 in fact, if you contact me, I'll probably read it out on the show, or even play it, that would be cool, so please, well, actually, I can't play your clips yet. Okay. So I'll read it out on the show probably. If you go to the contact section of my website. Now, I won't read everything out on the show because you might not want me to read it on the show, but there's a pretty high percentage. And if you ask me a question, I'll actually answer it. Wow. And I'll try to do that in a very quick fashion. So, if you have any questions at all, just go to the link in the description, and I believe that's realmrocketry/realmrocketry. I don't know if that's, actually, that's not, that's just, don't, just ignore that. We're recording live to the tape, so don't use that website. Just go to the contact section of my website, or the contact thing in the link. And you can see that I don't like editing. If you just heard that part where I falsely put out my website and it's the wrong one, just don't use, that's not my website, okay? That's not my website. Alright, so, thank you. And please, please contact me in the contact section of my website. And also, you can find the trailer and the other stuff on archive.org. And I'll be putting together a kit, and you can find that on kit.co, or just go to the link. Sorry about the false email address, right? I mean, sorry, not the false email address. Sorry about accidentally putting the wrong saying the wrong website. I thought I had it, but I don't, so I'll just leave you to click on the link in the description. Thank you, and bye! Thank you for listening to the Realm Rocketry Show. Please subscribe, rate, and review. You can visit my website from the link in the description. Until next time, remember, what could go right? Safety third!